Hey, and welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, episode, I don't know. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Monday morning or Tuesday afternoon, or in 2054, after the inevitable ruin of civilization when this podcast is your only solace in a dark nuclear wasteland. We thank you for being here with us today.
And just for reference, this is episode 0213, so it's the 13th episode of our second season. Ben doesn't keep track, but I do. And if this is dozens of years in the future, and this is the only thing that's left, I just want you to know that someone cares and someone's keeping track. We'll be there for you. Just wait at the spot.
So look, this is a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, guide you through nuclear winter and also use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
Burning like fallout.
Radiation.
Yep.
Other words that have to do with nuclear winter.
There's not a lot to, that we can consider, because we don't know. We're still here prior to the nuclear war. So we don't know what slang everybody's going to be using, like what you're going to be calling the different bands of marauders that are going around taking your resources.
Right now it's really nuclear summer.
Yeah. So we have that.
So you can enjoy nuclear summer with us.
And your summertime host that you were just hearing was Ben Noble.
And that other sweet, sweet nuclear summery voice is the voice of Brian Dooley.
And we love you guys.
We do.
No matter how many hands you have growing out of your back.
We'll always love you.
So no matter how far it is in the future, we're still amateurs. We still don't really know what we're doing. And tarot is still really complicated.
But here's my fear, Brian, is that once nuclear winter comes and we're stuck in a bunker and we don't have much to do, we may actually be forced to learn the tarot just to pass the time, because there might not be an internet.
Or we can just build card houses out of it.
Yeah, good point.
Don't ever suggest that there might not be an internet.
Well, how else would you, dear listener, be listening to this podcast in the nuclear future if there wasn't an internet? So obviously, there is an internet.
Unless someone has just given you a thumb drive with this information on it, in which case,
protect it. Keep it safe. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are going to come for that.
Those bands of marauders are looking for podcast thumb drives, and it's us or the McElroy brothers, and you know people are holding onto those sweet, sweet McElroy tapes.
So look, on our show, we do a thing, and that thing is we answer questions. Questions that you sent us using tarot cards. But here's the thing. There's a lot of different tarot spreads. You would know if you could Google that, but you can't because it's nuclear winter.
Except maybe you can.
Maybe you can. We don't know.
Because the internet still exists. Please let the internet still exist. If you're within the sound of my voice and the internet exists, find me. I'm trapped under some rubble. Ben is here. His head is half burned off. It's horrible. He won't stop talking.
So there's a lot of different tarot spreads, and some of them are really complicated, but because we're amateurs, we're going to stick to something really straightforward and easy, and it's a simple three-card spread, and we're going to flip over three cards, and the first one is going to talk about the recent past, how you got into this situation. The second one's going to talk about the immediate future, or the immediate action that you need to take to start making progress on your question, and the third thing is the future outcome. If you follow all of our advice, then this will happen guaranteed.
And that only applies to the person that's asked the question, because obviously, as you're listening dozens of years in the future, you don't really have a future to speak of. And there's no way we could predict it. But
we can't even predict if there's internet or not in the future. How do you expect us to predict the future future?
But let's face it, the future probably involves your skin bubbling and no one being very full after a meal.
But here in nuclear summer, everything's great. Everything's happy. You know? We feel good. It's bright and cheery.
It is. It's really nice out. The nuclear summer includes global warming, which means that everything's really temperate
right now. Yeah, everything
right now,
everything is great.
Not for the Earth and not for the people of the Earth.
But for me.
But if you're just looking at the weather today,
if you're looking out for only yourself,
which you need to do. If you are out there after the nuclear winter, you need to look out for yourself.
You've seen The Walking Dead. Who can you trust at the end of the world?
Only yourself.
Only yourself.
And any little kid that's wearing a police hat.
Is that a thing that happens on The Walking Dead? I don't know. I've only seen the first season.
Yeah, it's the kid, Coral.
Oh.
He wears his dad's police hat.
Oh.
Police cowboy hat.
Is he still alive in the later seasons? I mean, I assume he has to be. He's kind of the main character.
I'm not going
to
say, because what if that show is the only entertainment besides podcasts that the people of the future have?
And then we spoil it for them right here in Nuclear Summer?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Nuclear Summer is never going to ruin Nuclear Winter for you, at least not here on the Amateur Tarot Pod. But something we are going to do
is spoil someone's future.
We're going to spoil someone's future, which to you is their past, possibly. But really, what you're going to get out of this that you can carry into your nuclear winter is we're going to have a card of the week that comes up after our advice segment.
But here's a question, Brian. This card of the week is for this next week in the nuclear summer. Does it still apply to... Is it the week from whence you're listening, or is it the week from whence we're speaking?
That's a good question, Ben. It is the week from whence you are listening, unless you are binge listening.
I was going to ask that next.
I know.
Because it's nuclear winter and you need something to do, so you're probably just mainlining these shows.
And then you just pick whichever episode you listened to most recently, and that card... Ooh. Is your card of the week for that
week. So what that means to me is that you need to keep listening to episodes until you get to a positive card of the week. If it's a negative one, keep listening. But if you hit the jackpot, then stop. Wait a week.
There's also a resource allocation segment to this, though, because if you're just listening and listening and listening and you run out, what do you have to live for?
How will you know what your next week has in store?
So it's up to you to make sure that you are allocating those resources properly in nuclear winter. It's up to us here in nuclear summer to help you have those resources. So without any further discussion of the upcoming nuclear winter, let's go ahead and jump into a question here from Nuclear Summer.
So this question comes from Kevin, and Kevin says, I've never been in a relationship due to a strict upbringing. Is there anything I should do?
And Kevin goes on to talk about the fact that he is pretty sure that the person that he's interested in is going to be introverted and nerdy like him, and probably have a spiritual side as well.
But the question is, in Nuclear Winter, does she also have seven legs?
Though Kevin's not going to have to deal with that right now. This will be much further down the road.
And by that point, maybe they'll be married and he'll love her anyway, seven legs and all.
I like to imagine that everyone who is listening in 2017 is also listening much, much further into the future. So everyone lived through nuclear winter.
If you listen to our podcast, you're guaranteed to live through all of the nuclear detonations.
That's true. It's the only way that the Surgeon General says that you can protect yourself from the nuclear detonations is by listening to our podcast.
Man, it sounds like our podcast is about to get really, really popular.
Well, if it's not popular already, then I guess it's just people that don't care about themselves or their families.
Yeah, think about that. And if you care about your friends and families, you will tell them about this podcast if you want them to survive the nuclear winter. Got really heated there and I couldn't get my words out.
That, it's understandable, though. There's roving bands of marauders, and there's detonations going off everywhere. There's fallout making skin bubble and making legs sprout.
Over here in Nuclear Summer, do you think that it's bad that I threatened people to listen to our podcast?
I wouldn't say you threatened
them. I feel
them.
Bad about it.
I would say that we have warned them.
We're looking out for their best interest.
Yeah, against a definite outcome that's going to happen.
So let's look out for Kevin's best interest in his relationship. Let's flip over our first card.
Hold on. Before we flip it over, just let's circle back. Kevin's never been in a relationship and is wondering how he should proceed to get into a relationship.
Can I flip over the card now? I'm still got that burning intensity from spouting off.
Watch out. Don't burn too much. I don't want you to be the source of nuclear fallout.
Oh, good point. All right.
I just saved us all.
Oh, I'm going to take a big, deep breath. See, that's why you need to listen to this podcast, because then I can keep my rage to a manageable level. Flip. And so our first card is the Page of Coins, and it shows a young man... Jesus looking in his presentation. He's got a green robe on and he's holding a big old coin in his hand.
He is. The Page of Coins
Wait, I have an important question before you get into what it means.
All right.
Do you think just because that coin is really big, it's worth more? Or is it really just like a big novelty coin that he can't spend?
I sometimes like to think that all of the coins in the Pentacle suit are just chocolate gilt. It's one of my favorite things to
think of. Lot of religious overtones in this card.
There's a lot of religious overtones in the whole tarot, if you think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, then let's just say it's just this card then.
All right, so the Page of Coins is a sign of inspiration and possibly of a new pursuit, of a new step forward. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense given Kevin's looking to start a relationship.
And also, it indicates that there's been a lot of study up to this point, a lot of focus up to this point, and just the fact that you're asking this question means that you've probably been putting a lot of thought into the idea of pursuing a new relationship. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and so you if you are the Page of Coins, you're feeling the pull of action towards this goal, and don't ignore that. You're as prepared as you can be, so it's time to move forward. It's time to make the next step, come out of the thinking phase and into the tangible, actionable phase of pursuing a new relationship.
And one more note is that since the Page is one of the court cards, it very often represents someone else in your life. And so the Page may be somebody who has been encouraging this line of thought, has been kind of pushing you along to think about, like, hey, how should I get into a relationship, or what should I be doing to prepare to be a good partner in a relationship? So if there's someone in your life who's kind of been urging you on and encouraging you, pay attention to them, because having this card pulled indicates that they're keeping you on the right track.
All right, so let's go into our immediate action card. Flip. And that card is the Four of Wands, which is awesome because the Four of Wands is one of the most positive cards in the entire deck. It's a sign of celebration and good times and sets the stage for a happy family life, a happy home life, and good news. It's a period of balance and harmony after a period of effort.
Yeah, I really like the Four of Wands because it is a family-centered card, or a deep relationship-centered card. And that makes sense also, based on what Ben just said. There's been a time of effort, there's been a time of study. You have moved past that into a time of
happiness.
Satisfaction, yeah.
Yeah. It's also a reminder that every victory in life is earned, and you should take time to enjoy that. After you've worked really hard for something and pursued something, you should take time to enjoy that. So let's get into our final card, the Future Outcome card. Flip.
Ooh, now we have the King of Wands.
And the King of Wands is pure passion and energy. And we should note that wands are generally cards of inspiration and inner fire and acting without thinking too much. But unlike the other wands in the suit, the King of Wands is a guy who has a vision, and he shapes the world to match that vision. He's a leader, and he's always moving towards a goal and moving other people along with him towards that goal. He's a good leader and brings out the best in people.
Yeah, and he really seizes the day, and he could indicate an opportunity that arises, and you will need to decide whether to take that opportunity or to not take that opportunity. And I can't tell you whether or not to, but with him here right after the Four and right after the Page, it seems like you should take that opportunity.
I would think so. So Brian, let's bring this back around.
Let's bring it around. Well, we have the Page who says, like, you've been thinking about it long enough, let's move forward. Then you have...
And I just want to note that that is the Page of Coins, and the coins are all about tangible, making things real, going from an imagined future to a real future. And so we go from the coins into two wand cards that is all about passion, which you need for a successful relationship.
And so then we go into the Four of Wands, which is very comfortable, it's very secure, and that means that in the right now, you are preparing yourself to be a good partner. You're doing what you need to do to get into, when you do get into a relationship, to be secure and to be intimate with this person.
So it seems like overall this is a really positive reading. It seems like, Kevin, now is the time to move forward in pursuing a happy relationship, and things will likely work out.
So maybe jump on some online dating?
Why not?
Let's do it. Let's
say, because in the nuclear future, you don't know if there'll still be online dating.
Yeah. So if you're going to online date, you better do it now.
Otherwise, you'll have to trade Tinder profiles via USB into old 2017 MacBooks with via USB drive.
And that means you're going to have to see people in real life, and that's always difficult.
Oh, drag.
They're all mutated now.
You should love them anyway.
You should love them anyway, but it's going to be way easier to love them if you fall in love now, before the nuclear winter.
Yes.
Seize on to the nuclear summer, Kevin. Thank you so much, Kevin, for your question.
Kevin, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
We just want to make sure to thank you, because in the future, who knows if we'll even have mouths still.
Who knows? We wanted to give you a lot of different thank you options, because you could edit this out and then you could just kind of have your own thank you soundboard.
Which would be nice, because it's going to be tough interacting with other people in the nuclear winter.
Yeah. Let's move now to the card of the week, which, as we've established, is a card for this week in nuclear summer, but also a card for nuclear winter.
And it could be for nuclear spring and nuclear autumn as well. We don't
maybe a new season. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe there will be a new season that mutates off of the other seasons.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Anything could
happen. We can't read that far into the future.
We can, but we won't. Spoilers.
True.
So let's go ahead and flip over there.
Flip.
Ooh, on the Dali deck, that's not a Dali, that's Salvador Dali. It's a Justicia.
Wouldn't that be creepy if there was like a little like Dali? Like,
you know that there's a haunted doll deck somewhere.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm not going to get that
deck. But on the Dali, the artist Dali deck, we have Justice.
Justice.
Which, as you could probably guess, is a woman holding scales.
And a sword.
And a sword. And the weird thing about this card is that she's naked, but nobody, that's not the point. The point is that you can see, I think it's a shadow on the bottom of her legs, like from the knee below, her skin is darker. But so I like to imagine that before this photo was painted, she was maybe wearing like those workout pants that people wear that kind of like cut off at...
Oh, like capri yoga
pants. Yeah, like capri yoga pants. And she got really, really tanned.
And then she was like, oh no, I gotta go do Justice right now.
Yeah. Or you know what it could have been? She could have gotten burnt by nuclear radiation.
The background of this does indicate that she is definitely in nuclear winter.
Yeah, it is very barren. It's like blue, and then there's some weird stuff in the sky.
I think that the background of it is actually upside down. I think the sky is the ground, and she's standing on the sky.
How did she do that? It's nuclear winter. Anything can happen.
That's haunted dolls for you.
Yep. All right, so Justice, as you would probably guess based on your other interactions with Justice throughout your life, is all about equity, rightness, things being fair and just.
And so what you're going to want to look for this week is ways to keep yourself level and to keep things right with other people. Make sure that what you're doing is the right thing for the entire situation, not just the right thing for yourself. This becomes imminently more important when you're talking about divvying up your resources from everything that was stolen by the marauders, when it comes to dealing with who gets the last can of mystery meat.
When it comes to deciding who gets to stay in the bunker and who has to go out and face the mutated giant cockroaches.
What we're saying is you need to be fair about things. You need to figure out, Justice is telling you to take things in your own hands and do the right thing.
And it's warning you not to get too tan when you're wearing your capri yoga pants.
I would say that capri yoga pants are probably a very good outfit for in the bunker.
Yeah, it's very comfortable.
But you're going to want to change into power armor when you leave, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, build some power armor. So I guess that takes us to the end of the show, Ben.
it does take us to the end of the show, where we're going to do a brand new segment called I Read Some Reviews That People Left Us on iTunes.
These are going to be really old reviews for those of you in nuclear winter.
Yeah, these were back in 2017. But hey, if there's still internet and iTunes in nuclear winter, do be sure to go onto iTunes, search for Amateur Tarot, which you've obviously done before when you subscribe to this podcast, and leave us a rating or review.
And maybe your review will get read in a nuclear winter episode.
So we've got a review here from Margot E18. She says she's our biggest fan and says, I'm amazed by the knowledge these hosts have. I look forward to their answering my most pressing questions.
Our friend Shaggy Slamtown says,
nice, I like that name.
Brian and Ben are actually nuts. They make so much fun of themselves, and then they give these readings that seem way better than they have any right to be. Hey, thanks, Shaggy Slamtown.
Thanks, Shaggy. And then we have a review here from Smith631. And I really like the headline of this review and think it could become the unofficial or even official tagline of this podcast. Always fun, sometimes horrifying. Enjoy all the readings, fun to listen to, and sometimes downright scary at the predicted future, like nuclear winter.
Yeah, I guess Smith631 really nailed it. Always fun, sometimes horrifying is what we're predicting right now.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move into the normal outro stuff. Thank you very much to everybody who has rated and reviewed us on iTunes.
Thank you to Kevin for sending in a question and letting us ramble on and on about nuclear winter.
Thank you for being just in the coming week.
And thanks for listening. Did you already say thanks for listening?
No.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We really appreciate it. We know you have a lot of things to choose
from. That's exactly what I was going to say!
There are a lot of things to choose from as the landscape is wiped off the earth. And we're glad that you chose us.
Always. There's a lot of podcasts in the post-apocalypse, but we're glad that we could be your choice of podcast.
And if you wanted to send us a question, send it back in time so that we for sure will get it. But be sure and contact us through amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. That's our email address.
You can visit our website, amateurtarot.com.
You can find us on Twitter @tarotamateur. And you can find us on Instagram @AmateurTarot.
Don't get those mixed up.
If you do, it will cause a nuclear winter.
You can also find Brian @ZenIronMan on Twitter.
And you can find Ben @I'mMakingAllThisUp.com on the internet.
And again, please rate and review us on iTunes. It's the only way that we become the most popular podcast in the post-apocalypse. How do you like all those peas?
That's fun. That's nice.
Yeah.
So, with all those P's, I guess we'll say,
please listen next week.
Protect your assets. Bye.